everyone. Welcome to the Cave-In Universe. Thank you so much for joining us again. Today we're going to be taking it back to one of our favorite types of episodes to do, which is Crazy Facts. Today will be Fast Food Edition, along with our usual Cave-In News and some real reactions.
Oh yes, I like doing some crazy facts. That's kind of like our thing before we even realized that was our thing. So yeah, I would like to do a Crazy Facts episode monthly, which is what we're going to do. And today we're doing some fast food. So if you clicked on the episode because the title got you, let's get right into it.
Yeah. So starting off with some fun ones. So Subway used to actually be called Pete's Super Submarines from 1965 when they first opened to 1968. So can you imagine going to get a sub there nowadays at Pete's Super Submarines?
Is that what sub is essentially short for? Submarines?
Yeah, I believe so.
What? So they're originally like called submarine sandwiches?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Maybe like submarine's like a different word for...
It's essentially just a hoagie.
Yeah, exactly. But no, what I meant to say was that submarines, like the word actually probably has like two meanings. So that's pretty interesting.
What? I don't believe that. Are you sure that's real?
I'm sure it's real. Pete's Super Submarines. I've seen.
Which became a Subway and then just like, yeah, because I'm going to create a sub.
Yeah. And then at the time, which would be number two because I thought it was actually pretty interesting. At the time, the average cost of a sub was 49 cents.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
In the 1960s?
Yeah.
You get a sub for 49 cents?
Yeah. And wow. Nowadays,
the 49-cent foot long.
Yeah, nowadays, you know, we just got Subway the other day, and a foot long is like almost $10.
Remember when it was a five? Remember when it was a literally? Yeah. Are you thinking about that time when I was like, "What happened to the $5 foot long?" And you were like, "It hasn't been that in a long time."
Literally, they should bring $5. It back.
But... $5 foot long.
You don't remember that thing?
Yeah, I was like, did that just go away?
Yeah, it did because of inflation. Because everything is just so freaking overpriced nowadays.
Man.
Yeah. So sucky.
Man, Pete and his submarines.
Pete and his submarines.
Wow, getting a 49-cent submarine.
Yeah, I can't imagine. But back then, during that time, probably 49 cents was expensive for a sub,
right? It's inflation. But no, I mean, maybe not, because like when inflation and everything goes up, like minimum wage and everything has to go up with it, which it hasn't, so that's why things are even more expensive now, because everything's gone up and minimum wage hasn't gone up in, you know,
no,
over a decade.
It's crazy when I find out, like I just see randomly on the internet like the price of minimum wage in other states, I'm like, oh my god, the fuck. Yeah, Texas, it's pretty... like it's so bad.
It's bad.
It's so bad. Like, how do you expect anyone to live?
Yeah. That sucks. Okay, yeah. What we got next?
So, Pizza Hut actually delivered a pizza to space back in 2001. Mm. It was delivered, it actually hitched a ride on a Russian rocket to the International Space Station, and costed Pizza Hut around almost $1 million to do that.
Well, not bad for Pizza Hut standards. Like, yeah, they can afford that, so why not do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just to say that so technically that's the first pizza that's been to space.
Technically.
That's pretty cool.
Yes,
I wonder if it would have to be, like, freeze-dried or just sent, like, in a box.
Ooh, that's interesting. That actually was not... I guess it wasn't very detailed unless I look up an actual like story about it, but it just caught my eye. You know, pizza in space would be so awesome.
I knew doing these crazy facts fast food that I would immediately get hungry.
You think?
Yeah. I want some Pizza Hut. I want some Subway.
Yeah.
I want some McDonald's. Next time we do a food episode, we need to have some kind of mukbang.
Oh, yes. We've been planning to do something kind of like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to do like an ultra feast, remember? That was one of our ideas.
We always plan to do it when we would travel and stay at different like hotels and stuff. We would literally take the podcast equipment to these hotels and it would just stay on the couch in a corner.
Yeah.
We never would do an episode because we'd always said, oh, we're gonna take the podcast equipment to the hotel, and then after we leave, you know, the concert or, you know, wrestling show or whatever, you know, we went for, that we would go get food and we would do a podcast while eating the food. And I think it's because everything always ends so late. And then we always end up meeting friends and making plans for later. And then,
Yeah, it just never works out.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these days.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so what we got next?
Staying on the topic of pizza, which is really interesting, between the 1980s and 1990s, McDonald's actually used to sell pizzas in select locations. Oh. Yeah, you could get them with just your normal toppings, you know, your veggies, your meats. And they actually had to stop doing it due to slow cooking times.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, the complete opposite of what McDonald's was trying to achieve. Yeah.
Yeah, you go to McDonald's to get a quick McChicken nowadays. And so can you imagine having to wait, your pizza will be ready in 15 minutes. Like, what?
But I wonder if there's a way, if they did like how the DiGiorno has those little personal disc pizzas.
But then they'd just be microwave. That.
No. Yeah.
Microwave true. Pizza.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If they could find a way to do it, but.
Didn't McDonald's sell hot dogs at one point?
Maybe.
Or
I don't know.
It was Burger King that sold hot dogs.
Might have been.
Yeah.
I didn't see nothing like that.
Yeah. That just sounds bad. You know, the hot dog place that when I lived in Houston, I grew up in Houston. And when I lived in Houston, there was a hot dog place that I love that I've only seen in Houston and I've never seen anywhere else. It's called James Coney Island. And you can get a box of like literally a box of like six chili dogs just like covered. And it would be like how you open a donut box and you just like all those donuts are there perfectly.
Yeah.
You would literally open up a box of chili dogs and the chili dogs would fit in the box perfectly. And they would have the perfect amount of chili and cheese topping them off.
Man.
And it was like Christmas.
If we had that, we'd need a box for
our
own.
Fat kid like myself.
Yeah, I'd demolish a box myself.
Yeah, yeah.
No, literally. But I've never heard of that. I've only ever gotten a hot dog at Sonic or like Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel was good. But no, when I first tried Wiener Schnitzel, I didn't try Wiener Schnitzel until I moved to Corpus. So when I first tried Wiener Schnitzel, I thought I was going to get that James Coney Island feel and taste, and it is nowhere near that. Wiener Schnitzel is like... I don't know how to describe it. It's decent, but it's not like, not all that.
Not as good as James Coney Island.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, yeah. What you said, Wiener Schnitzel, and then what's the other hot place?
Sonic.
Okay. Sonic chili dogs. Yeah. That's always been, you know.
Yeah.
Because they got the footlongs. Those are always good.
Yes.
Yeah.
My God.
Damn.
Made me want to, I haven't had a Sonic chili dog in so long.
I'm sorry for making you hungry, people. We're hungry too. And yeah, that's a crazy thing. If you're listening to this, you know, you may be listening to this in a city where you can just go straight up and get these things. We have to drive like 30 minutes.
Yeah, literally. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Well, staying on the topic of foods, weird foods you can order at different places. So at McDonald's in the Philippines, you can actually order spaghetti and it's served with one piece of crispy fried chicken.
That's actually pretty cool.
It is cool, but what a combination.
And weren't we were just talking about this the other day, about something else you can get at McDonald's somewhere else. And like, cause that's what we were talking about. Like if we were to travel to different countries, like we would want to eat like the food of that country, you know, like traditional food of the country. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, yeah, because then you kind of look like so touristy going to like the McDonald's of the Philippines or the McDonald's of, you know, wherever you're traveling, Japan. Yeah. But then it's like, it's kind of like, you know, you want to go there though, because they have unique items that you don't have at the American McDonald's. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like a loop.
I feel like McDonald's is an exception because I don't, you don't really hear about like other fast food places in other countries having different stuff.
Yeah.
McDonald's is just one that like, I've seen one that I have no idea what country, don't even ask, but you could actually get like a drumstick ice cream cone on the dessert menu at a McDonald's somewhere. It's just like so insane to me.
Wow.
But yeah, definitely. Any exotic place that we go to, have to at least go to McDonald's.
Wow.
And then we try like, you know, the local food and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Speaking of McDonald's.
Still speaking of McDonald's. Ronald McDonald was not always the mascot. Before Ronald, it was actually Speedy, the miniature animated chef, who appeared on signs in the 1950s before being replaced by just the Golden Arches.
You have a picture of this Speedy?
This Mr. Speedy? Yeah, I could definitely bring one up. But while we're bringing up Speedy, another part of this that I wanted to bring up was that Ronald McDonald was actually not going to be a clown. It was actually debated that he could actually be like a cowboy. Was one idea.
Really? A cowboy?
Yeah, but that was quickly scrapped.
What
hell
is that?
There's Mr. Speedy there. Yeah, so he's an animated chef.
What the hell?
Yeah.
He looks like an oatmeal cream pie. He's supposed to be a burger? Or does he look like a pancake?
Yeah, I think he has like a burger head.
Oh my god, look at that sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is the exact sign before.
When was this?
In the 1950s.
What? Yeah. Why is there just like one arch? It's like a half an arch.
I know. I know. It was really crazy. Really
crazy. What were they thinking? Well, obviously, that's why they changed. Actually, go to that bag right there.
This bag?
Where it looks like the food. No, up. Oh. Right there, the red. Oh, that actually looks pretty good.
Oh. Yeah, he was on the bag and everything. He was like literally like, but see, you don't see Ronald McDonald on the bags and stuff like that.
That's true. But that just, I don't know, that kind of looks cool. Like, I wish like a lot more places did that, like how the NFL and stuff do just like the throwback jerseys mm-hmm. with like the logos and stuff like that. I wish like McDonald's and
Taco Bell.
Yeah, other places did that. They did like a throwback kick where they had the like original bags. Yeah. That would be cool.
There was just something about the old Taco Bell look that was just
Speedy Pop.
Yeah, that was just so nostalgic. Like, it just made the food taste better, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the old looks, and it's like when you, like, as we grown up, we, like, don't even realize that things change, and then, like, until we see it, and we're literally. Like, oh, shit, like, I remember that.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, it seemed like a time where things were happier.
When things were simpler. Simpler times.
Simpler times, yeah. All right, what else?
Okay, so in Australia, Burger King is actually called Hungry Jack's.
Right. I've known that. I've seen that somewhere.
Really? I had never seen that. It was new to me.
I think, I seen a picture of somebody.
It actually looks like it looks like what Burger King signs look like to us, but it just says Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
But I
to me, that thing's like the Hungry Jack's like seems like a pancake place.
It is because of the Hungry Jack pancake brand. That's where I got confused.
There's a Hungry Jack pancake brand?
Yes. You can get Hungry Jack. Yeah. You go to the store and you look for pancake mix. You got the Whataburger. You got the Pioneer. You also
I thought it was called a Hungry Jack. I thought it was called something like along those lines, but not Hungry Jack.
No, it is indeed Hungry Jack.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
What do you want to bet?
See, I don't have this. Okay, what are we going to bet right now? Because
no, it's Hungry Jack, not Hunger Jack.
Yeah, Hungry Jack pancake mix.
No.
Yes, it is.
Wait.
Oh, but this is the actual. No, that's the burger place.
See, pancake. Put pancake.
Okay. I'm not a good typer. Hungry Jack. See, Hungry Jack.
It's Hungry Jack without the S.
Same thing. Same freaking thing.
Oh, gosh. I swear it wasn't like that.
You didn't think it existed 2 seconds ago, so.
Well, Hungry Jack suck anyway, so.
Yeah, no, it is definitely one of the worst ones.
It's all about that, what's it called now? Paper Mill brand?
Yeah, something like that. Castle Mill or
Castle Mill brand? I miss Aunt Jemima.
So do I.
But, I'm still going to get that brand, like, regardless of the name change. Because, I've tried to, say, man, I screw this, I hate the name change. I'm going to get another pancake bread. And then I look and I'm like, they all suck.
Instant regret. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
So this one is actually one I wrote it down because this is actually what sparked our idea to do this this Crazy Facts episode, which is we had a conversation about the Dairy Queen slogo. Slogan.
The slogo? What's the slogo of Dairy Queen?
I was thinking of logos, and I just said slogo.
This logo?
Oh, my God. Okay, the Dairy Queen slogan. The Dairy Queen slogan known as, known in Texas, which is that's what I like about Texas, is actually...
DQ, that's what I like about Texas. Yeah. I was just telling you, this is how we brought it up, because I remember a story where a friend in school... asked the teacher that, and he's like, yeah, is it the same for every state? And she's like, what do you mean? He's like Kentucky, is it like DQ? That's what I like about Kentucky. That's how when I heard him say that, I was like, that is generally a good ass question.
Yeah, literally.
And she's like, no, I think it's different for every state. And like, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
But just to make sure, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a generally a good ass question. But I'm sorry, continue. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna mention that it actually, of course, is different. And everywhere else, the majority everywhere else is a happy taste good, but I actually went on a deep dive on a Reddit thread about the Dairy Queen slogan. There's really a Reddit thread for everything, specifically on the Dairy Queen slogan.
There's a Reddit thread for my butthole.
I would hope not. Where people also said that in other places like Canada, for example, is fan food, not fast food. Also another popular one is Hot Eats, Cool Treats.
And which I've seen all of those slogans here. So mm-hmm. Texas is the only state that has its own DQ slogan.
Yeah.
So suck it, rest of America.
And I think Dairy Queen should actually change their slogan to fucking expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Holy shit.
It has gone outrageous. Like when
you go to DQ now, you'll spend like for three people, you'll spend like $50.
Yes. Yes. And then like the blizzards, like I understand they're like a delicacy, but like I could fucking make my own blizzard if I wanted.
Yeah, it's so
it's so insane.
And that's why they're trying to like they're like, oh yeah, trying to like change that they're not actually like a fast food restaurant. They're just like an actual like burger restaurant. It's like, no, you're not. I mean, honestly, I mean, that's why I go back and forth because like DQ is like, I don't know if they changed the burgers, added some riboflavin to it, but the DQ has the best burgers. And then really Whataburger must have took out the riboflavin because Whataburger sucks now. Like, I hate to say it, you know, coming from born and raised Texan too, you know, it's like a sin, but Whataburger is heartburn city. Mm-hmm. We barely go to Whataburger now. And if we do, I'll get the chicken strip sandwich. Yeah. Whataburger burger is just straight up heartburn city now. They added the took out the riboflavin and just added more acids or something because it's just nasty. But DQ, I think DQ would probably be the top burger place. What do you think?
Oh yeah, I'd say if money was not an option, Dairy Queen would be our go-to burger place for sure. You can't go wrong with especially their fries too.
Mm-hmm.
Burger fries and a blizzard.
Sonic probably be number two.
Yeah. Sonic just has that, like, I hate to describe it like that, but like I used to love like the cafeteria burgers.
That's what they remind me of.
And nothing wrong with that. Like literally some school food was good. But the burgers, oh my god. Yeah, you go and get a quarter pound double cheeseburger, or quarter pound cheeseburger is what it's called, right? At Sonic that we get. So good.
I like that Supersonic double cheeseburger.
Oof, yes.
Burger King probably number three or what?
Burger King, for the seeds.
But then you have those exotic, like In-N-Out. We don't like. I tried In-N-Out one. I've tried In-N-Out once in San Antonio, and I'm like I literally, it was overhyped. I was like all this hype, and I tried it, and I was like, first of all, this like freaking, sandwich is as big as my. Which is not that big, and you know, it was tiny. So I was like, what the hell? What kind of burger is this? And you know, and then the fries tasted like my ass. So like,
y'all might need some of those fries.
it was terrible. So I was like, what is all the hype about this In-N-Out?
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, but if we had one, White Castle would probably be on the list.
Yeah, White Castle. Yeah, if we had a White Castle, that definitely would be on the list.
Yes, for sure. And then, one thing I forgot to mention about the Whataburger is that, it's so bad that you'd only catch me there between 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. for the breakfast, because I'd never get lunch or dinner at Whataburger.
What were we just talking about? White Castle.
Yeah.
Where's the closest White Castle to us?
I've looked it up. Vegas.
Well, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
I guess, like, there's one in Vegas.
Uh-huh. I think it's on the Strip.
That's actually, they're like, we're the type of, some people go to Vegas for freaking gambling or, you know, whatnot, but like, or we were, you know, go to see, maybe go to, be one of those to go to like a Vegas, like, would you go to Vegas to see a residency?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But like, I feel like that's like the type of people we are. We go to Vegas to visit White Castle and like things like that giant spear that they're building that's bigger than the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
That's going to be like a planetarium and like host like, you know.
Yeah.
Shows with like air and stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Definitely. That's the
type of tourist
that
we'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do the hand gliding thing where you can glide or you can
glide across the strip?
Zip line through the strip? Yeah.
Yes.
I'd do that.
I'd feel comfortable because if I fail, I would just probably land on someone. Because there's so many people.
Right? I guess the chances of you, or like one of those, you land on like one of those booths with like a, you know, the cloth tents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No, so I'd be comfortable doing it.
Chances are pretty good.
Yes. Oh god. So we could jump to we were just talking about White Castle. The first food chain known in the United States fast food chain, was actually White Castle in 1921. Which is pretty interesting.
That was the first fast food chain?
The first fast food chain known in the United States.
You would think they'd be everywhere then. That's weird. Right? Why? Like, maybe they want to stay low-key, but like...
Uh-huh. Or they want to stay like in places, like, I guess, where they originated from.
Yeah, more like mom and pop feel.
Right, right. Yes, which I'm sure people will probably travel, like how we just were thinking, like, let's plan a trip to Vegas and go to White Castle for sure.
Yeah, like they're the attraction. Like
that. Exactly. That's a good, yes, that's the word I'm looking for.
And they probably, if it's like that too, they probably don't franchise. You know,
if they franchise,
that's how you get everywhere, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But like, dude, if we had the money and they franchise, I'd want to open up a White Castle at our nearest town. Mm-hmm. That'd freaking be awesome.
That'd be
franchise it.
That'd be an attraction.
Yeah.
So a classic Cinnabon cinnamon roll is around 890 calories.
But that's believable. That's almost believable.
I think it's freaking insane.
I think anything you eat at a fast food restaurant is around 890 calories.
That's very true.
You know?
But I just think, like, you know, it's one thing to have, like, a whole McDonald's meal equal 890 calories, not my one cinnamon roll that probably some people will just go and get that just down in 2 seconds.
That's why that shit's so good. Mm-hmm. You got about half of those calories are riboflavin.
You and the riboflavin.
I know. We're going to come out with the riboflavin shirt.
We should, right?
Yeah.
I heart riboflavin.
We have our jobber shirt out because that's another thing we always say. And then, I don't know. Last episode, I mentioned saying that I was a slides guy. That'd be a cool summer shirt to come out with. So we might have to come out with a slides guy shirt.
Can we make a riboflavin? A slogo t-shirt?
A slogan? A slogo. Yeah, yeah. We got St. Patty's Day shirt this month, but yeah, next month we'll have some slogo shirts.
Some slogo shirts on sale.
Oh gosh.
So Dunkin' Donuts used to actually have a glazed donut that actually had a handle on it. Which made easier for dunking.
Wait. How is this even possible?
I know. Look at it. It's freaking
what?
Ugly.
Okay. It looks like a plumbus.
So, yeah. The original donut had a... I guess that's where they got their name. A Dunkin' Donut.
Looks like... Oh, wow. Look at that picture. He's actually dunking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it made easier for dunking. And then it was actually discontinued. I say recently, but... fucking 20 years ago. It's so crazy. In 2003, it was discontinued.
Replaced. 2003? I know. I was in third grade.
Yeah. It feels like so, it feels like just the other year. And it was 20 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah, discontinued in 2003 and just replaced with, they basically just took the handle off.
They just took the handle
they
off?
They just removed the handle.
Oh my God. Yeah, because only Dunkin' Donuts can pull off such a thing because it's like all their donuts are fake anyway. So they have they can just make the perfect mold to freeze that shit and then heat it up when you need it. You couldn't pull that off at like a Shipley's. Shipley's is the most, is the best donut place. Like, you can actually walk into a Shipley's at 4 a.m. and see them actually making that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? No, they don't just heat it up.
At Dunkin' Donuts, they're just there to turn the ovens on.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they have the wall of donuts kind of blocking where they're actually made.
Because
they just fucking put them in a giant heater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's actually gross.
It is. I hate Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, no. Don't go to Dunkin' Donuts for donuts.
I know. What?
It should be called Dunkin' Coffee or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Krispy Kreme, too. I know it's unpopular opinion, but... Maybe I had a bad experience with Krispy Kreme, made me not like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where I ate it and I was like, it was just one that was in a freezer because my teacher at the time was selling them and she had boxes of them in the freezer she didn't sell. And we're having like a movie and she's like, oh yeah, y'all can go get some, Krispy Kremes out of the freezer and heat them up. And I was eating it and I was like, there was something off about it. I was like, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have just been the temperature, but also, too, just Krispy Kreme reminds me of Dunkin' Donuts, so if I won't eat a donut from Dunkin', I won't eat one from Krispy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Okay. And then our last fact, it looks like, is Taco Bell has flopped in Mexico twice. In 1992 and in 2007, because they were pricier than actual taco carts and were inauthentic, which didn't appear to locals.
Why would you want to open a Taco Bell? Like, that? A Taco Bell, I'm sorry. Taco Bell's great. Taco Bell's delicious. But Taco Bell's a stupid American thing. Like, I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to work in a place where, like, yes, you can get them cheaper and a whole of a lot better in Mexico. Of course you can.
Yeah. You got, like, people actually making
of that.
Exactly. That's the funny
part.
He's like,
you know what we need to do? We need to take our fake-ass Tex-Mex cat meat tacos and take them to Mexico.
Yeah.
Where tacos are freaking...
It's where tacos are life.
Exactly. And you can find them on every street corner.
Being handmade.
Exactly.
From scratch.
Yes. By somebody's abuela. And it's freaking... You have the... And even, I think... like cheese. They don't even use the same cheese we do. You use goat cheese. You're supposed to use goat cheese.
Yeah. Original tacos. Or like the cojita cheese or something like that. Yeah. Something like crumbly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was probably, I wonder if it was two different people or the same person in 1992 that was like, let's do this. And then it didn't work. And then they were like, okay, it's 2007. You know, it's been over 10 years. Let's try again. And it still didn't work.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, that is. That's
secondhand embarrassment.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh man.
Pretty cool.
That was that. The crazy facts.
Crazy facts. And then what we got in the news today?
Yeah, we got some cave-in news.
Texas man does what?
So I told you about this guy just in random conversation. So a Texas man ate Chick-fil-A for 1,000 consecutive days, not including Sundays, of course.
So what do you eat on Sunday?
Probably just normal food.
Well, then he didn't do it.
No, but Chick-fil-A's not open on Sundays. So
but he didn't do it. Then.
Yeah, but it doesn't count.
You know what he should... Why wouldn't he just order Chick-fil-A on Saturday and eat it on Sunday?
Because I think it's not about that he ate it every single day. It's the fact that he ate it for 1,000 days total. So this guy...
Okay, I can say I ate any fast food restaurant 1,000 days total in my life. The whole point of eating Chick-fil-A is you have to eat it 1,000 days straight. And if you don't eat it on Sunday, you're not eating it straight.
What? No.
Yes.
You're overthinking it.
No.
Yes.
Think of any other record. Name me another record.
I don't know.
Longest one. What?
Well, what about that? Remember the that McDonald's guy?
What's
Supersize Me?
What did he do?
He ate McDonald's for like 30 days straight.
Every day.
Lunch and dinner.
Did he stop one day because he's like, oh no. I'm not going to eat it today.
But McDonald's is
Name
open
any other
every
record.
Day.
Name any other record. Longest what?
I don't know.
Longest person without what?
Taking a piss.
Yes, longest person without taking a piss. But he has one day where he's like, all right, I'm going to take a piss normal. I'm going to piss normal today. But it doesn't count because it's Sunday.
Okay.
And God says I need to piss on Sundays.
Well, okay.
This is not a record. I'm calling him out. It's not a record.
Okay, call out James Stinson.
James Stinson, you are a fraud. Because you did not eat Chick-fil-A 1,000 days straight. Because how hard would it have been just to order more Chick-fil-A on Saturday and then eat that shit on Sunday? Oh, no, Chick-fil-A's closed on Sunday. I'm just going to eat normal people food. You didn't
eat
Chick-fil-A 1,000 days straight.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
All right.
But also, no.
I'm just kidding. I mean, yeah, he did it. Okay, what else about it?
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. But you were asking in our normal conversation what this guy looks like, and he's just an old geezer. So.
Well, now I feel like shit talking shit about this sweet old man, and I'm over here calling him a fraud. Why didn't you show me this picture before?
You should have went. I wanted to introduce the story first. I didn't think you were going to go all off on this old man. So they actually had a celebration for him. So that was pretty cool, I guess. They celebrated him at the local Chick-fil-A. What? It's fine.
Why didn't you warn me? You're supposed to help me with these things.
I know, but if it was... Okay, so if it was any other guy... Or any other man.
Look at that picture. I called him a fraud.
Oh, God.
What's the next news story?
Okay, let's just move on. So, this movie actually advertised back in 2015, basically being advertised as 100 Years, the movie you will never see.
Yeah.
With John Malkovich, which I didn't realize was him until I looked this up. Created this short, is apparently starring in the short film that won't be released until November 18th, 2115. So Whoa. We will never see it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I bet you all, like, it's like, yeah, they have, like, it's basically what they, I guess, predict the future would be like in 100 years. And I bet you it's not going to be anything.
Probably won't be anything.
Yeah.
People in 2115 that are actually going to tune in to see this movie are probably going to be like, this is nothing like what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
So that's what you like get for making the
predictions. Like how in the 70s and 80s, they thought, like, by 2020, we'd be fucking exploring other galaxies, like, you know, by man.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Not necessarily. But the cool thing about this is
that there'd be flying cars like Fifth Element. Sorry. Yeah. Not to interrupt you. But no. Anyway.
The cool thing about this is that the actors have already given out basically like free passes for, you know, like their great, great grandchildren or like any family that's around at that time, living family along the years. To actually go and see the movie.
Whoa, that's interesting.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty Damn. Cool to be able to see a movie that your great-great-grandfather or great-great-grandmother starred in, you know, back during our time.
Well, but that's kind of, like, weird because then those actors, like, they can always go back and look at their old movies.
Yeah,
maybe there'll be a special message to them at the end or something.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Because they can always just go back. They're great, great, great. I mean, it's John Malkovich. Like, they can always go back and watch, like, Con Air or some shit. That's my favorite movie he was in.
Right, but John Malkovich won't even be around to see this movie.
That's what I mean. So I wonder if in the movie there's, like, a special message for that family member, too.
Oh, interesting. I see what you're saying. Yeah. That would be really cool.
I would do it, you know? I would do that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Something to for that for you to remember them by.
Dang. That's interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah. I just thought it was really funny because, like, you see it in the yeah. So yeah, advertises the movie you will never see. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Well, whoa, what just happened there?
So this pregnant woman is under fire for challenging a $587 fine because she parked in the handicap spot at a shopping center.
Hmm.
She is 28 weeks pregnant, and I agree with her. I don't know if it's just because I'm pregnant and I literally had this exact same thought recently at the grocery store. Like, why do I have to park so far?
So you're basically saying pregnant women should get handicap parking.
For temporarily.
Temporary handicap parking.
Temporary handicap parking.
This is one of those where you're right. I would, like, I don't know how I would feel before because obviously you didn't ask, you know, we didn't have this issue or this question pop up before, but now that you're I totally agree with you. Now that you're pregnant, it's like, yes, because I know, and I, you know, I rub your swollen feet, and I, you know every time we go somewhere, that's the first question is, where's the bathroom? You know, because that's definitely something. Because, like, what if you have a pregnant woman with that pees constantly and needs to hurry up and pull in somewhere to use the restroom?
Yeah.
You know, something as that. Or, you know, why would you want a pregnant woman walking
with her cart full of groceries
all the way to the back and, you know, I hate to say it, like, more vulnerable, you know, you don't want them to be in any more vulnerable positions.
Right.
You know, so it just, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it really does. And, like, the part that's annoying is that people are actually bashing her. Like, basically saying, like, so you're telling me that being pregnant is a disability. Like, no, that's not what we're saying.
No, yeah.
Like, you're thinking about it all wrong. You're being so extra about it. It's the fact that literally this woman could, you know, not have any freaking groceries at her house or not have any additional help for that specific day and
needs
to go run this errand. And the fact that literally, like, you're making a big deal just about where she parks.
Well, like, is just being, to make is it being easier, old a disability?
Easier on her.
Is being old a disability?
No. And you know what?
Senior citizens get.
Exactly. Just because they, you don't expect a senior citizen to walk far in a parking lot because right. one, of their vulnerability, two, because it's harder for them to get around. Okay. Well, at, you know, like you said, my freaking swollen feet, like I'm already at 30 weeks and I find it hard, like already walking around some places. So wow. I can't imagine, you know?
Yeah. The people that are, bashing her, I guarantee, are just they never experienced it. They never had anyone, you know. The women bashing her have never been pregnant, mm-hmm. and the men bashing her have never, you know, gotten a woman pregnant.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just the thing about social media, especially TikTok. If you notice, like, you know, anytime anyone talks shit about you on TikTok, like, click their profile. Like, I hate to say it, I'm not trying to talk shit back mm-hmm. to anyone. I'm not, you know, but it's either a child or yeah. it's a lonely man.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's very true.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, I agree with this woman. Hopefully everything works out for her and she really does not deserve all the freaking stupid hate that she's getting.
Yeah. Yeah, so. that's terrible. But I'm sure there's plenty of people that support her. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. those people, you know, because the people that are the reasonable people that would support somebody like that, they're not going to get on there and argue with people.
Yeah.
That are just irrational and just want to bash somebody online. You exactly. know what I mean? That's why you see more negative comments and you do positive comments, because mm-hmm. the reasonable people are just gonna go about their day.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see negative comments all the time that I want to respond to, and I'm just like, do I care enough really to respond to it? That's what I tell myself at the end. And then at the end, you just move on with your day. But there are yep. people that are so desperate for the voice to be heard, and they're so desperate to be negative. And how do you have your voice being heard the most is by being negative. Yeah. So that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well said. All right. So that's it for the news. We could get into some real reactions.
Oh, yeah.
If you would like.
Already. Wow, this episode's going by quick.
I know.
Oh, it's okay. We're going to start with my three, and then I guess we'll move on to your 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
All right.
So any attempt to restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
It's kind of getting communist when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving, and pretty soon we're
going to
become this country.
So this is a video of people in the 80s on the news complaining about new drinking and driving laws where I guess they were banning at this point drinking and driving. And this just goes to show the loop of society of any change. You know, we hate change. Humans are a creature of habit.
Yeah.
And any type of change we respond to negatively. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is a perfect example.
Yeah.
So any attempt to restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
It's kind of getting communist when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers. Like,
they're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving.
And that baby.
And the baby.
Pretty soon we're going to become this country.
The baby is not even secured.
You're like, telling me I can't put this baby on here on this tailgate and drive off to work? You're telling me I can't have a six-pack of beers when I'm going over there on the way down the road?
Literally. I wonder if these people in this video are still alive.
They're probably, I'm not going to say who they're supporting, but they're probably major supporters.
Yeah, they love supporting. Oh, God, that's too funny.
I need to get more wine.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's see here. Oh. The secondhand embarrassment. What are all those people doing there?
I'm thinking, from what I've concluded, this is like, you know, a skate event, or not, you know, like a meetup.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are doing tricks, you know, and yeah. hanging out. And this girl thought she could be part of the action and she can have all the attention and the eyes on her without knowing what the fuck she was really doing. She's like, look, guys, I skate. Oh, I'm a skater girl.
I'm a skater girl.
Want to watch me skate down these stairs? Watch me, guys. I can skate.
Oh! And the audience oohs are like literally like
Oh my god.
I can't.
Her shoulder. Rest in peace.
Okay.
So what we're
Why did that get worse?
Yeah, so we're watching here is one of those fire breathers, but he has a big beard, which I'm thinking what happened. He went to breathe fire. He went to do the fire breathing trick, and then whatever alcohol, whatever you spit out, all the driplets got on his beard, which attracted the fire more. And I'm sure he had it on his hands, which when he tried to wipe his face, it made more fire. And everyone's freaked out, not knowing what to do because,
what do you do in that situation?
And then you just have,
you're like, I'm not going to approach the burning man because he's just going to catch fire on me.
But then it's like, but then within reason, because then they're still staring at him after like 10 seconds. Like, okay, then you have this one guy from the back hobbling his way over to help him with, but still with just his hand, no water bottle, no nothing.
I was
going to
say, nobody has a drink standing here?
Terrible reaction time and emergency situation awareness. By everyone around.
Awareness, that's pretty much what it is.
By everyone around.
If we have any listeners that are professional fire breathers, take notes. Do not grow beard.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like,
you can't.
He's like, oh. He's gonna look like Freddy Krueger for the rest of his rest of his days.
That's so bad. And it started off as like a little bit, and then it just grew.
Oh, that's so bad.
And then you're right, that guy.
He's like rubbing his. He was literally rubbing his face with the baton.
No.
The same baton that was on fire.
This guy does not know what he's doing.
He starts rubbing his face with it, and then you see he throws it. He throws it to the side.
He does not know.
The baton was still. That's why it even got worse. That baton's still on fire, and he's still using it to rub his. He's just freaking out.
See, he eventually dropped it when he realized I'm just rubbing more fire on my face.
Yeah, this guy. You know.
This guy does not know what he's doing. He learned how to fire breathe once and was like, oh, let me just do it professionally. He's like the fucking skater girl.
Yes, like, hey, I see it. Like, I'm like those people that are just desperately seeking attention like that, like to just do stunts in public like that.
Exactly.
I mean, the ball's on them, but that's what happens when it doesn't work out.
Yeah, know what you're doing before you go out there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
So cringe. So cringe. This is just a funny little... and he has big handle ears
literally
too,
like a little motorcycle.
So that's literally the cutest thing. My grandma had a dog like that. Sally, she passed away. Rip Sophie. But literally, like the littlest thing, I would always mess with her when she would show her teeth like that. There was one in particular time that was a core memory to me. She's laying in her bed. You couldn't mess with her when she was laying in her bed, but she was. And I took off my sock like halfway where it's like dangling. And I was doing like kicks like in the air to just mess with her. And she didn't give a fuck that she was sleeping. She fucking jumped up. And luckily I had the sock dangling because she ripped a hole in the top of the sock.
God.
Luckily it was not my toe.
The smaller the dog, the more vicious they are.
Yes, and she was she was fat like a potato, but she was a chihuahua, was her breed. Wow. And I think that's what this one is. So chihuahuas are scary.
Yes, vicious.
They are
animals.
Vicious, yeah.
That's why, like, I mean, just me, I mean, I'm nothing wrong with those dogs, but like, you're going to have a small animal, I prefer a cat.
Yes.
You know, and a big dog.
Yeah.
But
sure.
I don't know, like, if our daughter wanted a dog, like, I'd get,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, a little dog for her.
That'll be our chance to get, like, a little pug or something.
Yeah, definitely been wanting a pug.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
When your husband says wait for him to get home, and you want to show him that you're a strong, independent woman.
Oh! Yeah. Some things you just gotta just wait.
just wait. Yeah, so.
Oh, my God. She's like, I got my sports bra on, my yoga pants. I got this, girl.
Yeah.
Some things, it's just.
Yeah.
You know.
So, for the audio listeners, it's a girl. It looks like she's attempting to move a dresser of some sort.
Even if she did have, I just want to say this real quick. Even if she did have it, still.
Yeah.
Like, don't attempt it.
Exactly. No, not by yourself. Attempting to move this dresser, and the dolly is, like, kind of, like, slanted in a way, and she drops the dresser on it, and just physics
comes back up. Smacks her in the back of the skull.
Smacks her literally in the head.
Reminds her the place in society. No, I'm just kidding.
Reminds her to never attempt anything alone again. So
it's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, our real reactions are just filled with stupid people today. I've noticed. This is already our.
Bad. I mean, these are the ones I like, though. I honestly know, exactly, yeah. These are the ones I like.
Okay, so here. Another yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you okay? Christ, are you okay?
So we have two guys on the street with a tree branch. Mm-hmm. That's so, like, long, it's like, on the street, you know, over the street. Yeah. And, okay,
this guy's
so
just spotting him,
He's spotting him while he's standing on a little blue trash can trying to jump up and grab it. Mm-hmm. And then who falls?
Well, he jumps up for the tree branch.
Of course that's going to happen. Oh, my gosh, the back of his
successfully
neck.
Rips it off.
Oh, my gosh.
The entire tree branch comes down on the other guy's head. Yeah. Oh. I mean, he gets back up. You can't. I'm sure.
How? He got fucking.
He got fucking bent.
Literally.
Oh,
his head looks like The Exorcist right now.
Poor guy. Oh, God.
Oh.
And then, not to mention, when it hits ground, he lands on it.
Yeah, no. Right when he hit the ground, he immediately grabbed his neck. Something fucked up in there.
God.
Something's, yeah.
Well, I hope he didn't, like, break it or, like.
Probably a fracture. If he could get up, he could have fractured it. But, God. Yeah, he'd be lucky if nothing's damaged.
Oh, God.
That's so bad. Oh, my God. I remember one time I was, like, freaking. I might have been, like, fourth, fifth grade. And one of my friends across the street from me on our little cul-de-sac had a tree we would climb trees, of course, as a kid. You know, it was right in the peak, right before MySpace. Mm-hmm. You know, I was fortunate enough to, right before MySpace hit, I did have a good little chunk of period where, you know, I still got to have the normal childhood of playing outside and climbing trees and going to the park and stuff like that with my friends, walking to the convenience store, getting me an icy and a chili cheese dog and a Snickers. I was a fat kid. And so I was climbing trees and I was like, man, that's a perfect branch to climb and sit on. And I remember climbing and sitting on that branch. I think it was with my brother. I think that's what it was. Probably both of our weights on it. And we both fucking snapped in. Basically like a branch like that, but just fell on her ass down on the floor.
Ooh, high up?
Yeah. It was shorter than the roof. So maybe like about 7-8 feet.
Oh, okay.
You know, not too high.
Yeah. See, worst, you probably would have just broken a leg or something. I mean,
breaking a leg. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, yeah, you're right, because I'm fortunate that I wasn't that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you see the big thing?
Do you know what's going on? They're at a funeral service for the gentleman standing on the stage. I did not know that this can be done. And it's actually...
I thought...
You thought what? What? I didn't believe it when I saw it the first time either.
I thought that person was living.
No. He is indeed standing and on display at his own funeral. So... how they did that, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could attend.
I've seen this a few times, but
you thought he was No.
Thought he was, no. You know, on planet and Earth. And they're all. I didn't know he was all heavened out.
No, his body. No, his body's here, but his soul is heavened out. And they are all just standing there posing. They're just posing with him. Taking a picture.
Jesus Christ. Mary, Mother, and Joseph.
He's all heaven now.
No, at least sit him down. Why is he just sitting next to the chair?
He's got a chair.
He's got a big ass chair. And they're like, that's going to be extra to bend his knees. It's going to be extra. They're like, fuck it. Just stand him up. We're going to, because, yeah, there's going to be another 200 bend his knees. Then we're going to have to put his arms in place. There's going to be another 200. Oh. They're like, fuck it. Just stand him up. We'll put the chair next to him.
I don't know. If this was, like, if I was personally invited to this service, I'd be like, I'm sorry. I don't think I can do that.
I would throw up.
You gotta disclose. I'm sorry. No, yeah, it's nothing bad. It's just, like, really scary.
I can't. It's scary.
It's scary. And, like, you don't want to see your loved one like that. But, no.
Like, I want to see them rested.
Rest. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Not look like they're fucking ready to take a couple of shots.
Oh my God.
It looks like, I thought like we were literally at a party and there was, I was trying to read the letters. Like, okay, everyone looks like they're just chilling, you know? And then that guy, it looks so real.
No, the gentleman on the stage is... is heaven down.
At least he looks nice.
He does. Looks like they have a little crown on him and everything. So. What? This is so scary. Can we get this man off the screen? Oh man.
Oh. I have a little crown.
Moment of silence for DR. I don't even know what that what the letters were, but
that was a great way to end it.
Okay, good.
That was a great way to end it. You're gonna have to take us out.
Oh man. I don't even know after that.
Oh, we hope you enjoy this episode. We're back. Yes. We're back on a weekly schedule.
Yes, we are. I know we do. I just wiped my tears.
Well, since we're bringing things back, we'll bring this back. Peace and love, and you. We'll hear from us soon.
Bye, guys.
Whoa, people! Yes, if you made it this far, that means you definitely loved what you heard. So please do us a huge favor and go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you already are subscribed and you like this episode, go ahead and hit us up at our Patreon, patreon.com/caveinuniverse, where you can get all our bonus content, including bloopers, that's a good booper, bloopers, deleted clips, bonus episodes, and whatever good stuff we throw on there. I might even throw a butthole pic on there every now and again.
Yeah, baby.
I'm just kidding. What else are we missing, Kaylin?
Also, our social medias. If you are not already following us, make sure you find us on social media at Caven Universe on all platforms. And then check out our website, caven.com. We got some awesome merch on there. Definitely won't be disappointed.
We love you, people. Cheers.
Peace.